So this is July. This was the first month I had my Salty Surf Housings Basic for the A6000. So this was shot with the it was the Samyang 8mm fisheye V2, ISO 200, 1/1600th of a second. And this is my friend Andrew. And yeah, this was a really cool. We had just a little weekend away up on the north coast of Cornwall. This spot's called Constantine Bay, and you can see on the left-hand side there's like a strip of beach. And it was absolutely rammed with people. A lovely July weekend. We camped in the dunes just on that beach, and the night before this shot was taken, and we were like umming and ahhing about where to go. We surfed in the morning, and it was junk. And then this kind of afternoon glass off happened, and the sun was blazing, and I'd already been in for a little while. Surfing, and I was like, oh, there's some waves coming through. There's a good couple of hollow ones happening, so happy to go back in. Convinced Andrew to come in and get some shots. This particular bit of the break is over a reef, and it's pretty patchy reef and not very predictable. So he's done well to get into position for this one. And like the next couple of shots in sequence, he does get in the barrel, but I kind of push. I'm just too far out, basically. So yeah, a little lesson. I think when it's not huge and life-threatening, I always like to be further in than I think I need to be, because if you're swimming out towards the wave as it breaks, it kind of sucks you towards it. Makes it a lot easier to get to where you need to be. So in this situation, I was trying to swim in against the way, like the water pulling out towards the wave, and then all you're doing then is kind of fighting that, trying to swim with your left hand and your fins, and yeah, it's just not good. Hence why this one is a bit off level. If I'd been 3 meters further in and then just let myself kind of glide with it. The other thing is, if you're moving out towards the wave and taking photos, you've got a much better chance of kind of punching through and not getting sucked over and either landing on your mate's head or the reef or something. So it's kind of it's a bit risky, because obviously if you're too far in and you get one on right on the head, that's a problem. But I still think that's better than going over the falls. And if you're too far in, then you're normally okay. This one's really shallow, but it's not very big, so I was quite happily just kind of swimming under. The water was quite clear, so I could open my eyes, look where the reef was, swim down, kind of hold onto the reef with my left hand, and make sure I wasn't bashing the dome into the rocks with my other hand, flat like a cat, let the wave wash over you, and then you're in position for the next one normally. So yeah, a little tip there. Don't do what I did in this shot and be too far out, because yeah, I kind of fluffed the best one, which would have been 2 or 3 frames after this one, where he's actually in the tube. But I like this one because you can kind of makes it look a bit bigger than it was, and he's got this proper game face on, where he's looks like he's bottom turning at pipe or something. So yeah, that's July.